Where is it written in labor law that the people that have been part of a union, once they leave their careers, once their careers are over, that they are no longer represented, that there is some sort of requirement that those in power no longer represent them?
I don't know where it's written in labor law about that. And that's, you know, you could argue that, well, in any business, you know, if you work in a coal mine and you're represented by a union and you stop working at that coal mine, does that union represent you? Probably not, because you're not employed by them anymore. So I think, you know, it's a little bit different in terms of pro sports because, you know, the athletes built it up and it built into just this empire that is just phenomenally wealthy. So I think there is some allegiance that the leagues have to pay to the older players for what they did. But I don't think in labor law, but again, I'm not an expert in this, so I wouldn't know, but you're talking about players who are no longer employed by the National Football League. And so, I think you'd have to really go to a court of law to see what that's about.